Hi, Coach. Hannah Stevens, ESPN Radio in Huntsville. You know, the NCAA ruled earlier this year that Blake Barnett was ruled eligible immediately, and the Football Oversight Committee met 2 weeks ago and discussed transfers being eligible immediately if they made gray requirements. You know, what's your opinion on that, and specifically Blake Barnett?
Well, Blake is a fine young man and did an outstanding job for us, and I think he would have been a very positive influence on our team. You know, I hate to see players be able to transfer in the middle of the season. I think that we all ask everybody in our organization to make a commitment to that particular circumstance and situation. But I also understand that everybody wants an opportunity to play, and the quarterback position is a little unique because only one person can play. So, you know, we're pleased that Blake has an opportunity to go someplace and hopefully make an impact and be a player and accomplish sort of the goals and aspirations that he has. So I think, you know, on one side of it, there's a lesson to be learned in terms of commitment. But on the other side of it, there's a tremendous understanding that player wanted to improve his opportunity.
Let's go in the center aisle on the camera.
Hi, Coach. Molly Walsh with the Tuscaloosa News. We're doing a research project on should your kid or kids in general play high school football and why, so we're asking all the coaches their opinion. So what do you think and why or why not?
Why players should play high school football or whether they should? Is that your question?
Yes, like kids in general.
Yeah.
Or maybe your kid if you want to talk about that.
Right. I think football is a great game. I think it's the greatest team game of any game that is out there that guys can play. And I think that as any professional in our sport, we're all working very, very hard to for player safety so that we don't have issues. But I think it's a little unfair in some ways to football when there's other sports that you never talk about that people seem to be totally fine with that actually have just as many or more issues when it comes to concussions and injuries as football does. But we always talk about the issues that we have in football. But I think we have a responsibility and an obligation to, and I've been on many committees, probably the most enjoyable evening I had was with a travel group of 12 neurosurgeons this year at dinner, and had the opportunity to talk to them about things that we can do to enhance player safety. So I think we're all working very hard on that. We have a little kids camp where we had 1,000 kids this year, 9 to 13 years old, to try to promote, you know, our game and player interest in our game. So I think it's a great team game. There's a lot of lessons to be learned in any athletic competition, but football, because of the number of participants and the number of ways that people can contribute, I think is a phenomenal way. And it was really good for me growing up to develop sort of some of the attributes that it takes to be successful, whether it was commitment, hard work, perseverance, ability to overcome adversity, pride in performance. So I think every person has to weigh the advantages and disadvantages, but we love it or we wouldn't do it.
Right side here, third row, and then Scott, we'll do you next.
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. In light of all your success and given Bob Stoops' relatively early retirement, how do you stay motivated and reinvigorate yourself each season?
Well, tremendous challenges, and, you know, I'm just happy and that we have the opportunity to do it again. You know, I've been a part of a team for a long, long time. It's something that's very special. And the challenges every year that the season, the upcoming season brings with, whether it's rebuilding your team, building team chemistry on your team, trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together that give you the best chance to be successful, the competition that it presents, you know, each and every week of the season, especially when you play a great team like Florida State to start with. I have no problem ever getting excited about the challenges of the season. You know, when I go on vacation, I play golf every day and play a game. I mean, not just go play to hit the ball. I mean, it's a game. Who's going to win here? You know, whether you're playing one guy or you're playing on a team. All right, so, you know, this is one of the best competitive venues in the world, you know, being able to compete in the SEC. So to go on some golf course where you lose a bunch of golf balls to get a fix on your competitive spirit, I think I'd just rather stay with the SEC.
Next up here, right side, second row on the aisle.
Yeah, Scott Griffin, 991. Nick, are we in a dangerous, chaotic time, and I'm talking about generally, not just your program, where you got to recruit, and you got to recruit 2 years from now and 3 years now, then you got to recruit guys on your team so they don't leave after a year or two, and now we've got a council talking about possible, I call it free agency, that they're throwing out there. Are we in a dangerous deal here?
Well, I think it's a fine line between having a system that provides players some flexibility and opportunity, but also crosses the line in terms of competitive balance based on, look, we make a commitment to a player now for 4 years. There is some value in understanding the importance of commitment and making commitments. So if you make the rules too sort of lax so that that commitment that you make is unfair on either side, our side to be able to get rid of a guy, which we don't do, or their side to be able to move whenever they want. Because really, if you track most of these circumstances where players move, I think what players start to do is they start to fear their future. All these guys have these tremendous goals and aspirations. I'm going to play in the NFL someday. Everybody doesn't play in the NFL someday. I mean, how many guys get drafted every year? 250 or whatever it is. How many guys play college football? Thousands. All right, but they go someplace. When I was recruited, nobody knew who I was. So now there's a tremendous expectation that's created by five stars, four stars. This guy's going to make an impact because of the media attention that it brings. So they have this expectation, and as soon as it doesn't come to fruition like they'd like, they start to fear their future. You know, can I really play here? Am I going to play here? Am I going to be able to play in the NFL someday? And rather than making the changes that they need to make themselves in terms of what would help them be more successful, whether it's work ethic, making better choices and decisions about how they take care of themselves, what they do off the field, how they create value for themselves, that changing from one school to the other doesn't really solve that problem, but they think that it will. They think that my fear will go away if I go someplace else. And what ultimately happens is, you know, I get a letter from a player saying this was the worst decision I ever made, in terms of leaving. So it's not always the best thing, but it does satisfy fear sometimes when things aren't going the way, you know, a guy thought they might. But the competition and the grit that it takes to grind through that and the perseverance, these are things that are important to being successful. And our number one goal is to help people be successful in life. So allowing them to go someplace else maybe isn't the best thing.